January 1, 1904. The Southern Work. Ellen G. White. In giving to our people a few facts regarding what has been accomplished during the last 10 years by our workers in the South, I am endeavoring to do my part to undeceive minds regarding this work, and to arouse our people to a realization of their responsibilities. My heart aches as I look over the matter that has already been printed on this subject, but which upon many minds had no weight. Like the priest and the Levite, men have looked indifferently on a most pitiful picture, and have passed by on the other side. For years, this has been the record. Our people have put forth only 1/100th part of the earnest effort that they should have put forth to warn the indifferent, to educate the ignorant, and to minister to the needy souls in this field. I cannot help being intensely interested in every movement made by the few who have undertaken work for the most needy ones in this field. For years, I have kept pace with the advancement of the work. I have known of the struggles and makeshifts, the self-denial and self-sacrifice of the laborers there, and have helped them as much as I could. How little do we enter into sympathy with God on the point that should be the strongest bond of union between us and Him? Cooperation for depraved, guilty, suffering souls, dead in trespasses and sins. If men shared the sympathies of Christ, they would have constant sorrow of heart over the condition of thousands in the southern field. Jesus wept over Jerusalem because of the guilt and obstinacy of His chosen people. He weeps also over the hard-heartedness of those who, professing to be co-workers with Him, are content to do little or nothing. Some may say that the work in the southern states is already receiving from the General Conference more than its share of attention, more than its proportion of men and means. But if the South were not a neglected, needy field, if there were not a pressing necessity for more work to be done there in many different lines, why should the Lord keep the question constantly before His people as He has done for so many years? We must redeem the time. Without delay, this long-neglected field must be worked. A good beginning has already been made. With integrity and faithfulness, a few have bravely borne the burden. They have shown what can be done in various lines, and a foundation has been laid for a work that will be as enduring as eternity. The work done amidst poverty and hardship has not been recorded in the books of heaven as a failure. In the courts above, those who have done missionary work under the pressure of adverse circumstances are registered as truly successful. God says not always, "Well done, good and successful servant," but, "Well done, good and faithful servant." The Lord has been working with and for the tried laborers in the South. Many are preparing to put their shoulders to the wheel to help advance the work. The cloud of darkness and despondency is rolling back, and the sunshine of God's favor is shining upon the workers. The Lord is gracious. He will not leave our work in the South in its present condition. The ones living in this great field will yet have the privilege of hearing the last message of mercy, warning them to prepare for the great day of God which is right upon us. Now, just now, is our time to proclaim the third angel's message to the millions living in the southern states who know not that the Savior's coming is near at hand. Mrs. Ellen E. G. White.